This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You might have seen this morning that open letter in the Washington Post and the New York Times signed by hundreds of companies and key executives speaking out against, and this is a quote, any discriminatory legislation that would make it harder for people to vote. The new law in Georgia, of course, is the proximate cause, but there are similar bills moving in almost every state. About a week, maybe 10 days ago, I talked to Ken Fraser on this program. He is the CEO of Merck, also Ken Chenault, who used to run American Express. And I asked Chenault what is driving him to get corporate America involved in this issue.
You need to be governed by a strong moral code. And what we cannot do is be silent. To the point you made earlier, there has been no evidence of widespread fraud. And this is a very important moment for our democracy. And corporations must take a stand.
Some corporations are taking that stand. But as Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports, some are not.
Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, JP Morgan Chase, Walmart. These are some of the companies that did not sign the statement opposing voting rights restrictions nationwide, though some had previously expressed concern over the Georgia legislation, like Coca-Cola and Delta, headquartered in Atlanta. Rita McGrath is with Columbia University's Business School. She says they might have already experienced a blowback.
This is where these executives live, and there were enough supporters of this legislation to pass it. So there's got to be a lot of tension.
Walmart told us their CEO helped draft a business roundtable statement asserting that, quote, state laws must safeguard the right to vote, end quote. But they did not sign the public opposition letter, and Seth Green of Loyola University says that sends a message.
I think any company who is deciding not to sign is making a statement, and either opposition or a belief that they no longer need to be in these political conversations.
Similar battles over voting rights are heating up nationwide. In Michigan, proposed restrictions have elicited opposition from Ford and General Motors. Professor Dana Radcliffe at Cornell says, while taking a stand is tricky,
if companies are dragging their feet or not getting involved when fundamental questions of democracy are at stake, yeah, that could be a long-term threat.
He says customers who see this as a fundamental civil rights issue may not easily forgive and forget. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.